Fang. Nobody is immortal. By James Patterson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Thank God men cannot fly and lay waste the sky as well as the earth. Henry David Thoreau. Part 1. Meeting Dr. God. Chapter 1. I'm a girl of extremes. When I love something, I'm like a puppy dog, without all the licking. When I'm cranky, I'm a wasp, like a whole hive of them. And when I'm angry, I'm a mother bear with a predator after her cubs. Dangerous. I say this because lately, my life seemed to be all about extremes. Like right now, for instance, I was soaring 20,000 feet in the air with the five people I loved most in the world. And no, we weren't on a plane, hang gliding, or hot air ballooning. We preferred to use good old-fashioned wings. The technology's been around for eons. If you've ever dreamed you could fly, I can confirm that it's all that and better. Even if you're desperately flying through a subway tunnel to save your life, it's still off the charts. But today, flying over Africa, it was as good as it ever gets. Maybe the best part was that for the first time in a dog's age, we weren't on the run from madmen. We were on a mission to do good. Max! Iggy called over to me. Why did they name themselves Chad? I mean, Chad. It's like naming a whole country Biff or Trey. I don't get it.